This amnesty has been very important. There are some hundreds of guns now not in circulation that could have killed. Also, over 3,000 rounds of ammunition. Again, each one of them could have done serious damage or killed somebody. So each time we see these taken off our streets, it makes Greater Manchester that little bit safer. So we're bound to be pleased with the efforts and the results.
And when you see them laid out on the table and you hear, you know, the Bremen submachine gun, the World War II rifle, it's shocking to think that they were actually on our streets.
Some of those weapons are very serious, very heavy-duty weapons that could do enormous amounts of damage in the wrong hands. So even by accident, they are now in a better place than they were before. Better that they've handed into GMP and they'll be dealt with appropriately.
Focusing on the illegally held ones, 86 illegally held guns, and again, that's a big amount, isn't it?
It is, and it's gratifying to see 86 guns no longer out there that were illegally held, because those are the ones that sometimes do get circulated around. Sometimes they get stolen, sometimes they're passed on by choice, for money or otherwise, but they're the ones that can end up in the wrong hands, and the wrong hands are those of people who intend to use them to hurt or kill others. And so when those aren't available, it makes it a little bit more difficult for those who would use the gun to do just that.
It's interesting as well to see within the amnesty, of the 225 guns, 62 I think were air guns. You know, you don't need a licence to hold an air gun, yet people have felt the need, probably from the Key 103 campaign, to hand those guns in.
Well, Key 103, very sensibly, has been running a campaign pointing out the dangers of the wrong use of air guns. So it is gratifying to see that amongst the things that have been handed in are air guns of different kinds. Obviously, some people may well have responded to the Key 103 campaign, and that's a big success. It does show the importance, though, of campaigns like that to make people think twice, and then say, well, actually, maybe we're reducing the risk for everybody if these things are handed in. So great success. So well done, Key 103.